This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk guide dog blogs. And I've got Janice with me here once again. And this time I want to talk free running. It's a task that every guide dog owner always has to do, minimum two times a week. You know, get your furry companion to run around free on the field without the lead. And it can be a bit stressful sometimes, but let's find out how Janice finds this. Janice, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
How do you find your free runs when it comes to taking Megan out? What, first of all, let's start with, what's the kind of ideal location that you take Megan to for a free run?
Well, I'm very lucky. I've got a selection of three country parks all within a 5-minute walk from the house. So I like to vary it up so that she doesn't always go the same place. Most of them have got large fenced in areas and little babbling brooks or streams in them. So on a hot day, she can also have a little paddle in the water if she requires.
How's Megan with other dogs? Because one issue I find when free running is, for example, with my guide dog, he loves to say hello to other dogs, but you always worry about the other owners and how receptive they might be. Have you had any issues in that sort of area?
I've had a couple of issues of people not understanding that she's a guide dog and that I can't see clearly, even although I have her harness over my shoulder. Megan doesn't really play much. She likes to go up and say hello to them, and then their dog wants to run and play chase. But Megan's a funny one. She doesn't like to really be away from my side, so she tends to come back to me and bring the dog with her if it wants to play, and the owners get a bit annoyed. They shout on their dog and it doesn't go to them because it wants to stay with Megan, and Megan by that time is just sitting at my side, and I'll shout to them, she won't come to you because she's my guide dog, you know, so that creates a problem. So I had one person who said that, you know, guide dogs shouldn't be allowed to run free, basically, which I didn't quite understand the concept of that. But, you know, that was their opinion and it didn't affect me.
How did you deal with that particular situation? Were they any more understanding when you've explained the situation?
No, not really. She thought I was actually a cruel person because it was obvious that every guide dog and every assistance dog, I think, in her opinion, is forced to work for us. I did try explaining, and then I thought, I'm actually wasting my time because she's a person that no matter what proof I provide, she has her own opinion. So I just walked away with Megan. Because if Megan is forced to work, all I can say is I don't know how you think that if you just happen to glance at her tail, because everybody says to me constantly, does that tail never stop wagging?
I've never had someone say that to me, but I did have quite a bit of aggression from fellow dog owners, which I always find incredibly frustrating because at the end of the day, they're dogs. They all want to play with each other. So certain situations are unavoidable, yet some people don't seem too understanding about it.
No, it's quite, they don't understand it as well. If she has been free running and I put her on the harness, and I will explain, there is no way she's going to even try to play. She's now got the harness on, she's in work mode and she's going to guide me. They still think it's okay for their dog to run at the side with its tennis ball and drop it and try and play with her. And that can get frustrating because I think, you know, I've explained it. I now want to get home and get home safely. So hold your dog for a minute until we're out of sight.
How is she when it comes to free runs? You know, because I know when I let my dog off, he's very young. He just wants to go and run around. He won't run away from me, but he will just run around and, you know, let himself loose. How's Megan when you let her off the lead? What's she like?
I have the opposite. I have a guide dog that it took me about 3 weeks to get her to actually do a free run because I'd take the harness off, lead off and give her the command, you know, run free. And no, I'm going to take 3 steps away from you, but I'm then coming back because you're not coming with me. So the first time, like an idiot, I started running in the field, praying I didn't fall flat on my face. And she enjoyed that. She was bouncing and running free at my side. But every time I stop, she turns and comes back to me. So we now the family will come with me, and her free run consists of me sitting on the park bench or standing at the side, my daughter or grandchild running with Megan, who we know every 100 yards has to stop, double back, come, touch base with me, puts her nose on my leg to give me a little bump, and off she goes again. So she does get a free run, she just gets it in increments, 100 yards at a time.
I find that incredibly sweet. It's like she wants to enjoy her free run, but she also wants to make sure that she keeps you safe at all times. I find that absolutely adorable.
My daughter thinks it's the cutest thing she's ever seen because they've also got a dog and he's a Springer Spaniel. So he just gallops away and looks as if to say, "The rest of you can be idiots. I'm running wild." And Megan said, "I'll run with you, but only at 100 yards because I've got to go back." And it's lovely because it's obvious that she's having fun, but she just needs to make sure that I'm still there. People say it's because she loves me. I think it's because I'm the one with a kibble in my pocket.
What happens with my dog is when I whistle for him, he knows that when the whistle blows, what this means is basically there's a little bit of carrot waiting for him if he comes nicely back, which is why he always comes back. I presume it's also because he loves me, we'll see about
Yeah,
that.
yeah. Although I have a lot of guide dogs in the area that come to these parks. And the best thing that ever happened to me was one day when I blew the whistle and then looked down and went, "Oh, I've got three guide dogs here." I had Megan and a black lab and another yellow lab all looking expectantly up at me.
And all of
So
them wanting a bit of treat.
yeah, so I thought I might as well. I gave them all a treat, and then the other two owners came and claimed their babies back. So that was quite funny. And quite often now we try and meet up because she does seem to enjoy a free run slightly freer if it's other guide dogs she's with, and I'm never sure why that is.
Is Megan one for tennis balls in on a free run, or will she just run every 100 yards?
No, she doesn't really like a ball. Megan likes a cuddly toy more than anything else in the world. So we'll take one of her babies out with her and I'll throw that and she gets him.
I was going to ask you what her recall is like, but it sounds like you don't even need to worry about it because she'll come back to you anyway. But, what is it
Yes,
like?
it's very good. I use the whistle if I want her to come back, and it's every time as soon as the whistle's blown, she's right back to my side. But on a lot of occasions, I don't even need to do that because she's running, but not that far, and will keep coming back to me. So when she comes back on one occasion, I've decided it's the end of the road, then she just gets a treat and the lead and harness slipped back on.
Do you take any additional treats with you outside of your bit of kibble for the free runs?
Megan's weakness is also a raw carrot. She loves a raw carrot. So I have that just in case there's that occasion that something might distract her or she might not want to come back. She loves her bit of raw carrot. Even at home, I constantly keep up her training because I think it's important that you do that. I'll get her to sit in the living room and I go up the stairs and I'll stay up there for a few minutes and then I'll blow the whistle and
I have to say, Janice, you have put a smile on my face with the bond that you and Megan have. It is absolutely adorable to hear about. So thank you very much for telling us about your free running experiences with Megan and just highlighting that important bond here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
thank you.